Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, and here we are rolling into another Thursday Throwdown, Wrestle Talk Across the Country podcast, hosted by yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. My counterparts are back east, Ralph Williams, Bubba Brewer, and a big welcome back to Smoking Jim Frazier. Prayers and thoughts, Mom, Gaston, and man, oh man, it's just so blessed to have him back in this great show. So to keep it going, it wasn't the same without him, and now we got him back. 347-205-9631 if you happen to miss it. An hour goes by quick. blogtalkradio.com/ Mancini Sports. Podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered down by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic, Ralph, as I give it to you, how are you? How can people get a hold of you? Take it away. I'll be back at the 8:10 mark while I man the boards and bring the comments, my friend.
Thank you, Mark. We'll see you later on. Thank you. It's great to be here tonight. I can be reached at ralphwilliams737@gmail.com, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, X platforms, and also I have my own YouTube channel as well, and also www.rwmedia.org. And don't forget Tuesday nights, myself, Smokin' Jim Frazier, the best sports program in Western Pennsylvania, is Sports Corner Radio Show on Beaver County Radio. So don't forget about that as well. Bubba?
Well, you can get a hold of me, and it's I love being on the show, guys, and welcome back, Smokin' Jim. You guys can get a hold of me at triplebee77.official@gmail.com, and you can see the show on the YouTube at the Triple B Experience, and you can listen to it on Spotify. We got some great shows. Can't wait for tonight's show.
All right. Great, Bubba. Thank you, and thank you for being on and having me on as well Tuesday night on your show. I had
You're
a great
welcome.
Time with your friends. Your friends are some great people. Smokin' Jim, it's great to have you back as well, buddy. And, you know, we had a great show on Tuesday with the Steelers special on Sports Corner. So go ahead with your information.
Thanks, Ralph and Bubba, for the condolences. Instagram, Smokin' Jim Frazier. Facebook.
All right. Guys, first we're going to get some take care of some business here. This show is sponsored by National Sports Media, Anthem Sports, Sideline Sports, Let's Talk Sports, Mancini Media, and our newest sponsor, South Florida Tribune. And I'm working on a few more, guys. So far we have five. We're going to be up to some more soon. I'm working on a couple more. Also, we're in the First Line Consulting Services studio, 1-877-926-6982. Give them a call today. You need a website built? These are the guys to call. You need it managed? These are the guys to call. You need your videos uploaded? These are the guys to call. First Line Consultant Services, 1-877-926-6982. I'll tell you what, they put up my website, www.rwmedia.org. Check it out. Also, I want to talk to you today about Sleep Pittsburgh, 412-462-7858. I stress it highly that you go out to Homestead, to 8th Avenue, and visit Sleep Pittsburgh. Take a look at what they have there. They have bunk beds. They have lift chairs. They have or lift recliners. They have day beds. They have all different they have day beds. They have all kinds of stuff. Check it out. When it comes to sleep, Sleep Pittsburgh is the name of the game. No credit check financing. They also have a website, sleeppittsburgh.com. 412-462-7858. Call them today. Sleep Pittsburgh for the best sleep tonight. All right, folks. All right, guys, and everyone out there tonight, thanks for listening. And we're going to start here real quick with Impact Wrestling. PCO has returned from injury and has immediately attacked and went after Bully Ray. Gail Kim is back. I guess Robert Irvine's driving her crazy at home, so I guess she decided to come back to wrestling. And so is her friend Awesome Kong. Both are back with Impact Wrestling. All right, just want to let everyone know that. In other wrestling news, AEW, before we get to the key points, Lana from the WWE, her real name, CJ Perry, is now part of the new the AEW roster. She's back with Miro, who used to be known as Rusev in the WWE. So Smokin' Jim, there you go. CJ Perry's back. So, you know, all right. Anyway, John Moxley is the new international champion. He beats Orange Cassidy, MJF. I'll tell you what, last night on Dynamite, this is one guy, I don't care who I am, I would never piss off. And you don't piss off Samoa Joe. And it seems like MJF did that last night. He has a bad neck from the last two matches. And now Samoa Joe has done like Shinsuke Nakamura has done to Seth Rollins, exposed his neck injury. Don Callis has mentioned that he is adding someone to his family. That's coming up. And let me see here. Oh, okay. Attendance is down at AEW matches in Ohio and Indiana. 4,000 seat places have so far only sold 1,300 seats for tickets for AEW events. Attendance is down, and it's starting to get a little bit out of control a little bit. Jericho, Sammy Guevara beat Aussie Open last night, will contend for the number one contendership for the ROH Tag Team Championship being held by MJF and Adam Cole. All right, let's get started with AEW before I get into the WWE news. The biggest thing here right now, Bubba and Smoking Jim, is the CM Punk firing. CM Punk got fired apparently after he was suspended. He decided to try to attack Tony Khan. Tony Khan feared for his life, decided to fire him. Guys, I'm going to start off with you, Smoking Jim. Do you think this was something waiting to happen, or do you think that this was just something that was already going to happen, but they were waiting? What's your thoughts on this?
Well, I tell you what, Ralph, I'm not sure if you share, my feelings as well, but I'm still in shock. I didn't see this coming. I know other people may have seen it coming, but I'm still a bit shocked, buddy.
Yeah, I am too, Smoking Jim, because I didn't think, and I was talking about this before we came on the air when we did our little pre-show thing. I didn't think this was going to happen either. I didn't think Tony Khan had the guts, or as they say, the balls, to even try to do this. Now, Bubba, go ahead. You're up.
Well, I think, guys, there's more than one catalyst. I mean, CM Punk getting fired by Tony Khan, I didn't see that either. But let's look at it. Jack Perry got suspended. The Young Bucks don't hate Punk. I mean, they've just been feuding for many – Hangman Page. They don't like CM Punk. Like, CM Punk is still a veteran wrestler in that locker room, and the ratings show from Collision was like over – the ratings were huge, like over 400,000 views for Collision. And then Wednesday night, last night on Dynamite, they dropped tremendously. So it's the pudding – it's proof is in the pudding. CM Punk leaving, getting fired by Tony Khan, he will be at the Rumble, I believe, in the fall. It's sad, though, but it's going to happen.
You mean in January, beginning of the year?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yep.
That's the Royal Rumble. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Survivor Series is the next big fall.
He might be there, too, though. I don't know. Every time I try to think of something, I always get bamboozled, so I throw stuff out there.
Hey, you got the opposite record of myself. I'm usually pretty right. You're starting to become pretty wrong there, Bob,
yep.
But that's okay. You're still good. You're still good as far as we're concerned. That's the good thing. But anyway, Jack Perry. Now here we are. He's suspended. Okay. Now my question is: does Tony Khan fire him after his suspension, or does he keep Jack Perry? Jack Perry lately has been kind of acting like kind of a jerk because he's all pissed off because things didn't go his way, kind of like a big baby. And I don't know if it's a storyline or if it's a true case with him, but I know he's a heel now. Do they have anything creative for Jack Perry? That's my question. Start off with you, Bubba.
Probably not. But Jack Perry is probably well-liked, and the suspension will be lifted, and he will be – he's a mid-carder. He was better in the tag team with Luchasaurus, in my opinion, and his attitude – no offense, guys. I do not want to be cut up open by real glass. Punk was telling him not to use that, use a prop, and he still, didn't take the heat of a veteran. And his cocky attitude is fitting his persona, but he will be back in the AEW locker room very soon.
Yeah, that could happen. We'll see. Smoking Jim, what's your thoughts on Jack Perry?
Yeah, I agree 100% with Bubba.
All right, great. My next question for you guys before we move on, because we have a lot to talk about tonight, including I have a top 20 tonight, and we're going to wait till Mark comes back because this fits him. Best top 20 best hardcore wrestlers. All right, so we're going to talk about that later on tonight. And guess where it comes from, guys? The same place I got the last couple, the online world of wrestling. So let's
oh,
see
no.
what they have in store for us this time. I know, Bubba. Isn't that a good one there?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Well, I figure we'll see what they're up to now on this one. So, you know, they've been pretty off the wall. But we'll see anyway. All right. If you're interested in being a sponsor on any RW Media programs, including this one, give Fred Schaefer a call today, 412-354-0436. Look, expand your business. Expand your customer base. Expand your horizons. The only way to do that with your business is to give Fred Schaefer a call, 412-354-0436. Give him a call. You can be a sponsor on this program, the radio show, all the podcasts, anything under the RW Media umbrella will be on. It's all in one price. So give him a call today, 412-354-0436. Call Fred Schaefer today if you're interested in being a sponsor or an advertiser for this program. I want to talk to you today about a cover band, Bon Journey. September 30th, Bon Journey will be at Jurgles in Warrendale. Bon Journey plays Bon Jovi and Journey songs. They're a cover band. I'll tell you what, they play some great music. Check them out. September 30th, Jurgles in Warrendale, Bon Journey. All right. Let's talk about, let's get it. Oh, I have something else here I wanted to ask you guys as far as AEW goes. Jericho, Sammy Guevara teamed up last night to go up against Aussie Open to be number one contenders or in the contention for the ROH tag team belts. Now, all of a sudden, now that MJF and Adam Cole got these belts now, everybody's all happy about this, and they all want to go after them. Guys, what do you think of this? Do you think this is going to continue to be a partnership, or is this going to be a breakdown, or is Sammy Guevara sort of fed up with Jericho just helping him out for you-know-whats and giggles? You know, we haven't seen anything of Jake Hager. We've seen a little bit of Angelo Parker and Matt Menard. We've seen a little bit of, you know, some of the other guys. But now it's Sammy Guevara back together with Jericho. How long do you think this lasts? We'll go with you, Smoke and Jim.
Well, I tell you what, man. Anytime Jericho's name is mentioned, man, that moves the dial. But it's hard to figure this one. I'll go with you on it, Ralph. Man, I don't have a bead on whether this will last or not.
How about you, Bubba?
I think it might, guys, because it revigorates, you know, Chris Jericho into the tag team where him and Guevara could win tag team gold, which Jericho has not done in AEW. So I like to see him win some gold, guys.
Yeah, that would be nice. Jericho's up there, you know, in age right now. He's at the tail,
yep.
Kind of, I guess, the tail end of his career. He's in his early 50s. You know, I know he wants to go out and sing with Fosse a lot more. And, you know, so he's looking to settle down a little bit. But I think he wants one last hurrah before he gets out of AEW. And I'd like to see that happen as well. So we'll see where that goes. All right, WWE. Looks like Judgment Day has a lot of gold. Oh, man. My question to you is, who can stop them? I have a thought on that, but let me get through all the WWE news, and I'll tell you the thought of who I think could stop them. But they're going to need one more member. All right? Seth Rollins won his match Saturday and decided to call out Shinsuke Nakamura. Why? I don't know. We're going to talk about this, too, after I'm done with this. Seth Rollins, MJF, these guys are injured. These guys are hurt. Why are you out here calling people out, especially people like Samoa Joe and Shinsuke Nakamura? Leave them alone. Stop instigating stuff. Take a step back for a minute. You're hurt. You're injured. I wouldn't be instigating people like that after I just had a match with him. General Agnon, who used to team up with Sergeant Slaughter, he passed away last night. Cody Rhodes got Jey Uso onto Raw. Rumor has it that Cody may be going to SmackDown to go after Roman Reigns. I think that might be the situation because there's too many people looking at Seth Rollins, and I think Cody's kind of going to be the odd man out in Raw, so we'll see what happens there. WWE has announced a 26-date schedule of live events. The closest to Pittsburgh is Canton, Ohio. They have a house show on November 18th, December 2nd in Allentown. The PA is a house show. December the 11th, Cleveland, Ohio, a Raw event. So that's sort of some of the closer ones to the Pittsburgh area. And Ricochet has been removed from Raw. Rumor has it he may go back to SmackDown in the trade, if not Cody Rhodes. We're going to find out what happens. They have to make a trade because of Jey Uso, and we'll see how where that goes as well. How much more can Seth Rollins handle the grind and his injuries? We're going to talk about that in a few. And it's official. The contract has been signed. Carlito, that's not cool. Carlito is officially signed back with the WWE. Fox is discontinuing the Out of Character podcast. Thought process is Fox and the WWE relationship are getting ready to either come to an end or it's getting ready to fall apart. There's been some friction between them in the last 6 months. Fox accusing WWE of not meeting up to their revenue obligations that they signed the contract for. The official merger will be put to paper next Tuesday between Endeavor and the WWE. That happens next week, and we're going to find out exactly, as I mentioned before, the trade, what's going to happen, who's it going to be. Guys, before we get into all that other stuff, what's your thoughts on Seth Rollins and MJF with their injuries and things like that? I know they want to compete. I know they want to do things. But I think maybe they should take a step back and not agitate and antagonize people like Shinsuke Nakamura and Samoa Joe. Smoke and Jim, what do you think of this?
Monday Night Rollins. I tell you what, man, that guy took a beating in Pittsburgh, and he wanted a piece of Shinsuke. But I tell you what, man, he's like you said, man. I don't know how anybody can take that kind of beat week in and week out. He wants to be a fighting champion, and that's what he's doing. I think it took him a while to get the world championship, and he said if he ever got it, he'd be a fighting champion. So he's living up to it so far.
All right. What do you think, Bubba?
I agree with Smoke and Jim because Seth Rollins is a fighting champion. He doesn't want to sit back on his laurels. I understand his neck injury, but that's how champions are, guys. They are going to, walk the walk and talk the talk. Him and MJF, both of them probably do it. So when you're a champion, you have to set the precedent, and that's what Rollins does on Monday night and after, and all the pay-per-views that he's on.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying take a complete step back. Let's take a look at Roman Reigns now. Roman Reigns hasn't wrestled in a while here, okay? He's injured. Roman Reigns does not come on TV or does not appear at all at SmackDown events if he's hurt. I understand Rollins wants to be a fighting champion. There's a ways of doing it, but not right after you took a beating from Shinsuke Nakamura and your back is bothering you. Take a step back for one night and say, hey, look, I'm not going to sit here and antagonize this guy because I know he's eventually going to try to beat me up again, and I don't need that. What I need to do is take a step back, throw them a curveball. Don't instigate things. Like last night, MJF, man, he was continually antagonizing Samoa Joe, and that's the last guy I think anybody would want to antagonize. I mean, that guy is crazy as it is, and then you want to antagonize him, make him even worse, and that happened last night. What's your thoughts on this thing with MJF and Samoa Joe there? We'll start with you, Bubba.
Well, that goes back to when he was an extra in WWE, guys, when Samoa Joe did the same thing and checked into him. He did that on the, on the pay-per-view. He checked into him, and then MJF just went in the ring and attacked him, and then he got in a chokehold. He's going against the Brahma Bull, pun intended. Samoa Joe is always and always has been a force in professional wrestling. But also, MJF, to me, is like the new Hot Roddy Piper. I mean, he's got it. He can wrestle. He can talk. He's got it all. And right now, he's the hottest thing that AEW has.
All right, Smoke and Jim.
Stay away from Samoa Joe. I agree with you, bro. Stay clear of that guy.
Oh, my gosh, man. That's the last person I would ever want to antagonize. Oh, my gosh. Although, and like MJF did say last night, he said to Samoa Joe, well, why don't you sign up and be part of the tournament? You're not jumping the line here, I actually thought that was pretty good. And then when he called him Joey, oh, my gosh. Oh. I thought World War III was going to happen when he called him Joey. I said, oh, my gosh. Then he kept calling MJF boy, and I'm like, oh, no, here we go. All right, guys, we had two pay-per-views over the weekend. I grade between the two of them together, I think I give them maybe a C-. The cards were, to me, not real good, but they were adequate enough, I guess, to get the job done pretty much. So we'll start with the AEW pay-per-view All Out. Jon Moxley beat Orange Cassidy. Bubba, Smoking Jim, I saw this coming. What's your thoughts? We'll start with you, Smoking Jim.
Ooh, I'm on the saddle with you, Ralph. I pretty much saw it coming as well.
How about you, Bubba?
Well, Orange Cassidy's been defending that title. I picked Orange Cassidy to retain it, and once again, I'm a loser. But Moxley, you know, they had to put the belt on. They had to put the belt on John because firing of CM Punk. They need star talent to hold the belt, and he's a star. And he didn't bleed.
Exactly.
He didn't bleed in that match, which is was very surprising.
No, I was quite surprised with this one, but again, it doesn't surprise me when you have Christian Cage involved. Luchasaurus beat Darby Allin. What do you think, Bubba?
Oh, that was a brutal match. But and the sad part about it in this pay-per-view, Tony Khan, you have Sting not even showing up and coming down to the ringside with Darby Allin. You have an 18-year-old kid who weighs about a buck or two. Totally could have had Sting. Luchasaurus, when he took the steel steps and walking on the steel steps and Darby Allin was under it, was a spot that I wouldn't want to be in. And that was brutal. It was brutal on TV when I saw it. So I'm glad Luchasaurus retained because that's who I picked.
There you go. All right, Smoking Jim.
Yeah, I'm 100% with Bubba on that one.
All right, next, Adam Page, which I don't know why Adam Page is this far down the card anymore. Hangman Adam Page won the over-budget Battle Royal. What do you think, Smoking Jim?
The Hangman, I'll tell you what, you know, it kind of was a surprise for me. You know, he's tough, and, you know, I was kind of surprised, yeah.
Yeah, it's that far down the card to be in that kind of match. How about you, Bubba?
It was terrible. The 0 hour was terrible. That Battle Royal was just, they had extra money to do that. It was god-awful. I could keep going on and on. And you had your world champion tagging up with Adam Cole way before the pay-per-view, which Tony Khan and the booking process was terrible because he announced matches 3 days before the show. So that was just god-awful on their department in my eyes. And the Battle Royal, that's a filler. That's free. You don't put Adam. You don't put Page in that. You put him on a pay-per-view. That's what you do.
Right. Right. Sheeta, Blue, and Nightingale, they won their match. I don't even think we need to talk about that. Acclaim and Daddy Ass beat Jarrett Lethal and Singh. Now, I thought that Jarrett Lethal and Singh were going to win this match. I didn't think that the Acclaim had it in them to win. I mean, you got two guys out of three of that in there, Jared and Lethal. You got a Hall of Famer, and you got a guy that's going to be a Hall of Famer, and Jay Lethal. And then you got this Singh who is so big and uncoordinated, he needed to stay in basketball instead of coming into wrestling. So, you know, but anyway. All right, but anyhow, Smoking Jim, what's your thoughts on this match?
Yeah, I was surprised to claim one as well, man. I'm with you on that, Ralph.
All right, how about you, Bubba?
Well, since Acclaim just won the title, but also, too, they brought in Dennis Rodman, and he blew the spot, and it wasn't even worth because it was in Chicago. So that match, you know, and Jay Lethal is such a great performer, he should get a lot more than what he's getting.
Oh, yeah, you know, I got the, as I've said to you guys many times, I used to work security down at Stage AE where they had ROH events, and I met Jay Lethal personally, and I tell you what, that guy, He's done a lot in his career. He was an Impact. He was a champion. He was an ROH. He was a champion three times, four times. He was like a Grand Slam champion there. So, I mean, you know, he's done a lot there. And you're right. He needs to get more play in AEW. And Jared, he needs to go home somewhere. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
He's a Hall of Famer. He's retired. We had enough of you. Take you and your wife, Karen, and go home. You know, take your ball and go home. So, you know, but anyway. And then you got what's-his-face with that patch on his eye because he broke his eye in the WWE. What the heck? Sanjay Dutt, you know, still horsing around there, too. So, you know. But anyway. All right, next, Samoa Joe beat Shane Taylor. I was kind of surprised with that match. Again, I've met Shane Taylor. He's a big dude. He's a powerhouse wrestler, but it was too much for him against Samoa Joe. Bubba, what's your thoughts on this match?
Well, Shane Taylor is a big man, and when he clotheslines people, it turns them into dust. It was two big, giant behemoths in that ring. Samoa Joe is the man right now in my eyes and probably Smoking Jim's eyes also. It was a good match. It was hardcore. It was tough. It was a tough match. It was good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Shane Taylor's a good performer. Again, I've seen him with ROH. What's your thoughts, Smoking Jim?
Yeah, I agree with Bubba. I think that they got some plans for Samoa Joe. He's starting to get, he's starting to heat up again. And I think that they have some plans down the road for him. So it's going to be interesting. So that was a great match.
MJF and Adam Cole beat the Dark Order to retain their ROH tag team belts. We'll start with you, Bubba.
Should have been on the pay-per-view. He's the world champion. You never put the world champion on free TV like that. That's just my opinion. And they could have wrestled different opponents.
Or they couldn't. They didn't have to wrestle at all, actually, because I'll tell you
that's
why.
That's true, too.
Yeah, MJF had just, and Adam Cole just fought two matches, and they all win. And MJF's got that neck injury, and but they beat the Dark Order and everything else. Smoking Jim, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, I wasn't surprised that MJF and they retained their tag team title.
All right, next, Miro beat Powerhouse Hobbs with the return of C.J. Perry, formerly known as Lana. We'll go with you, Smoking Jim.
I'll tell you what, I didn't know which way that was going to go. I had no, pre-fight prediction on that one. Was you surprised at all, Ralph?
Well, I wasn't because, like you said, you had two powerhouses here. Miro's a powerhouse wrestler, but he's also a good technical wrestler. Miro is powerhouse. Hobbs is just all strength. I mean, but it's two big guys, mean guys that, it's just Powerhouse Hobbs has just never really got up there in the world. So, what's your thoughts, Bubba?
That was one of the best matches on the card. I picked Miro to win that, but I tell you what, hopefully they don't end this feud and they build it up because Hobbs, they didn't do the handshake and he turned around and, sneak attacked him, So I like to see him go a little bit more, and Hobbs eventually will be somewhere higher up on the chain in AEW later, but not right now. Miro is the real deal.
This didn't surprise me, but it sort of did. I actually thought Ruby Soho was going to win this match. Chris Statlander beat Ruby Soho to retain her title. Bubba, what's your thoughts on this match?
I took Chris. I didn't. Ruby is just not getting anything. She's just not getting the push that she probably truly deserves. I don't think she's ever going to win any title in AEW at all. But she's a good hand. She's a great person. But she's not beating Statlander. No, there's no way.
Smoking Jim.
Yeah, I'm with Bubba all the way on this one.
All right, Bryan Danielson beat Ricky Starks. I would have known that was going to happen because Bryan Danielson's a great wrestler, doesn't lose very often. And Ricky Starks, he deserved what he got, especially from Ricky Steamboat and everything else after what he pulled. And then got suspended and then became a manager. So I was wondering, guys, you think Jack Perry might be doing that, try to become a manager for his suspension time. Smoker Jim, go ahead with this.
Yeah, I agree with you. I thought Danielson was going to win all the way.
All right. What's your thoughts, Bubba?
when he just come back from that elbow injury. You know, he is one of the greatest wrestlers in the world right now. It was a great match, but once again, they only promoted it maybe a day or 2 days before, and there wasn't. It was a great match. Ricky Stark is up and coming, and using Ricky Steamboat, like you have to advertise that on the pay per views. Like I had a pick show also, and we didn't even know what half the matches were, and this was one of them, and it highly upsets me. Like I want to know the whole card, you know.
Well, you know what? You're right. AEW did badly promote this, and then on top of that, I think they pretty much panicked when they fired CM Punk because you know CM Punk was supposed to be part of this, and then you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, he's fired, and then here we go. Now what do we do? You know, and then. At the last minute, they put these matches in here. And, you know, I don't like that either because if I'm someone that bought tickets for that, you know, and I'm not seeing CM Punk, I'm an angry person, you know, or whatever.
I agree.
I'm selling my ticket. So, you know. All right, next. Blackpool Combat Club beat Eddie Kingston and Shibata. We all knew where this was going, but we'll go with you first, Bubba.
Well, I don't think Eddie can hang with Claudio Castagnoli and Yuta Rilla in the Combat Club. He can't hang with him. He's great on the promo. He's great, but he just can't hang with those guys. That match right there should have been, like, before the pay-per-view, but also Claudio should probably been defending the Ring of Honor Heavyweight Championship. So that, was to me, was a filler match.
Absolutely. What do you think, Smoking Jim?
Hey, Bubba nailed it again, brother.
Oh, yeah. You know something, Bubba? Eddie Kingston,
yes.
You ever see him wrestle? He's so clumsy. You ever see how he wrestles in a –
Well, that's just how he is, but he's great as a promo, and he doesn't look like your typical wrestler, but he still can wrestle, but it wasn't flowing. To hang with Claudio, he just can't do it anymore.
Oh, exactly. All right, Takeshita, or whatever his name is, beat Kenny Omega. And we all know where that went. We all know why that is, because of Don Callis and his family. You know, so we'll start with you, Bubba.
Great match. Kenny, I tell you what, he got suplexed on his head. I thought he, you know, it was bad in the first 10 minutes of the match. And because he just came back from injury, too. He had vertigo or whatever he had. And Omega just does the craziest things in the ring anyway. But he's also showcasing, and Toshiba, you know, took the victory, and that was good, and that's twice now that Omega has lost. So there's going to probably start a storyline now. He's going to keep losing, probably.
Yeah, we'll see. I hope not. I mean, you know, just like Miz in the WWE, he just keeps losing matches, you know. Oh, man. Anyway, all right, next, Smoking Jim, what's your thoughts on this?
Hey, first of all, you can't compare nobody to the Miz. Miz is special, brother, but, Omega keeps losing, man. So, let's see what happens to Omega and the Miz in the future.
All right, the Bullet Club Gold. They beat FTR and the Young Bucks. Man, I would have never expected this. Guys, in a million years, you got two of the best tag teams in wrestling together, and they lose to a bunch of bums in Bullet Club Gold. Smoking Jim Frazier.
Yeah, I agree with you, Ralph, and I'm interested to hear what Bubba say, because, I didn't expect Bullet Club Gold to win.
Oh, my gosh. Go ahead, Bubba.
But it happens, though. Jay White is a very good wrestler. Juice Robinson is no slouch, but also too, when you got a four man tag, it's just a cluster, and that's what it was. It was a cluster, and you got FTR. FTR needs to defend the titles, not in six mans, not in four mans, in tag team, defend that title. I didn't like the match, and I don't like the Young Bucks anyway. So,
yeah, you know what? I'm not a Young Bucks fan much either, but. We'll see where the Elite goes with this and everything else. I was kind of hoping they would go to the WWE. They fit well in some place like NXT or something. Let them go down there. Omega, he would be a main. I think if he was to go to the WWE, I think he'd be good on Raw and SmackDown. I believe that. But the Young Bucks, they deserve to be done in NXT or something if they were to go there. All right. I want to talk to you today about Hillcrest Farm in Richmond, Ohio, 45 minutes from Pittsburgh, right up the hill from Steubenville, Ohio. Call them today, 740-346-5442, and call them 740-632-2894. They have an email address, which you can call and get directions or any details you need, hillcrestfarmsohio@gmail.com. And their website, www.hillcrestfarmsohio.com. You have to do the Hillcrest Farms Ohio because there are other Hillcrest Farms across the United States. And if you don't put that Ohio at the end of it, you're going to be emailing somebody up in Canada or somewhere, one of Brock Lesnar's butcher shops by accident that says Hillcrest Farms on it. But he don't want you to know belongs to Brock Lesnar. So, you know, but anyway, HillcrestFarmsOhio.com. Get on their website because they're shipping now. They have everything, their package deals, everything is there. And also on their Facebook page at Hillcrest Farm. Take a ride out there. Visit Caitlin and Taylor, the owners. Pick up a package deal. The best one is their ground beef box for $95, 20 pounds of ground beef for $95. You can't beat that price. And get it now, because in 2024, things go up all across the board. So make sure that you do that, because that's what goes on in today in the United States. Things keep going up every year. Nothing goes down. So please get a hold of them today and make sure that you get what you need from Hillcrest Farms, Richmond, Ohio, 45 minutes from Pittsburgh. Call them today. That number again, 740-346-5442 or 740-632-2894 are the numbers to call. We're in the First Line Consulting Studios here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I have Bubba Brewer with me and Smokin' Jim Frazier. Mark will be joining us shortly once again. So, you know, he'll be joining us, and we'll be talking some more things. I have a top 20 for you as well. We have 123 people on board here. I kind of suspect it was going to be kind of low tonight, guys. I didn't mean to, you know, we have, but that's still no excuse. Thursday night football, you know, in the NFL, and they got some college games going on as well. So, you know, maybe that's why we're a little short tonight. Everybody's at the bar, but that's no excuse, because you could be listening to this show at the bar while you're watching the game. Anyway, so First Line Consulting Services Studios, or services, 1-877-926-6982. Call them for a website today. They manage it. They do it all. Call them for a website today, and, you know, they will set it up for you as well. All right, guys, before we get to the WWE payback results, I would like to say let's open it up a little bit for you guys. What do you guys want to talk about? We're up to 310. I'm sorry, 310. That's the latest that I have here that we're up to now. So that's a little bit better, the updated thing here, or the updated amount of people listening. Real soon here, we're going to have Mark joining us. But, Bubba, go ahead. We'll go across the board here before we get to this.
Well, before we get to payback, I know Monday Night Raw, and I know I said it last week about Chad Gable with the huge upset. That did not happen. And once again, I'm 0-17 since coming on to the show. But it was one of the greatest matches in Raw in a long time. Chad is going to go places. Gunter is a future champion. It just wasn't Chad's time. He, you know, Gunter beat the Honky Tonk Man now. He's the longest reigning intercontinental champion. And it was so close Monday night, but I wanted the upset, and I didn't get it. So that's what I want. That was my beef that I wanted to bring up.
How about you, Spooky Jim?
And the new world tag team champions, the Judgment Day.
Gotta
and I tell you what, man, I know. Hey, they even stepped on the terrible towel, man. You got to love the Judgment Day. Hey, I've been with the Judgment Day from day one, man. I've seen the magic from day one. They may be here and reigning for a long, long time, man. I don't see anybody taking them down for a long, long time. I know Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn regret going against those guys.
Well, no. What they regret was the type of match that they had with them. What they should have had was a cage match or something to keep everybody out. That's what they should have done. That kind of match favors Judgment Day. I don't even know what even made that match. That was a horrible match to have against, you know, the judgment day. And you know what? Owens and Zayn deserve to get what they get out of that because, you know, like I said, here we are. That's what they have. And, you know,
like,
so what do you
like
think, brother?
Starting to look like you're starting to love Dom Dom, brother.
I can't stand that whole group. I'll tell you who I believe can beat them, but they need one more member. I think Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits, if they get one more guy who's – I'm not talking about somebody like Shahida or whatever his name is or some ham and egg. I'm talking about somebody really good. If they can get somebody to team up with them and the four of them go after the Judgment Day, I think the Judgment Day is done.
And you know what separates the Judgment Day from everybody else, Bubba and Ralph? What sets them up is their coach. They got a coach like Vince Lombardi. Mama is like the woman. She's a female Vince Lombardi. She gets some guys fired up, man. You got to give it to the coach, the head coach, Mama.
Well,
I
kind of agree with you, Ralph. And if they actually add Bianca Belair into that faction, that could give the Judgment Day a run for their money because those two actually feuded in NXT. They've wrestled before, you know, those two factions. And Bobby Lashley is money. So, yeah, Ralph, I do agree with you on that faction. Just adding Bianca Belair to that and Judgment Day, could be a big-time rivalry.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Okay, we welcome back Mark Mancini. Mark, welcome back.
Oh, man, you guys shelled it down as we're approaching now the 355 mark, so I'll update all you guys.
There
and let me
go.
Get to some of these comments.
Mark.
Dalen from Chelmsford, Mass. Goes, he's heard the show, and he begs to differ. He looks the Young Bucks. Bubba, he goes, he knows you're not a big fan of them, but you got to like the Young Bucks. How can you not like the Young Bucks? I'll let you comment on that, give the other guys a comment, and then I'll get to some more questions. Bubba?
Oh, Mark, I've never, to the caller, I've never liked the Young Bucks. They don't do it for me. I'm all about tag team wrestling. FTR is better than the Young Bucks, but the greatest tag team wrestling of all time was the Legion of Doom, the Road Warriors, and the Young Bucks couldn't carry their bags.
I like that one. That's a good one. All right, Mark, you have
Any comment from you, Ralph, on it?
No, I'm not. I never said I was a Young Bucks fan. I think that they should move on to something else. I think they've weighed out their time. You know, like Ted Knight said in Caddyshack, some people simply do not belong. I think the Young Bucks no longer belong in the AEW. So.
Wow. And Smoking Jim.
I tell you what, I roll with the Brew Crew with this one.
That's a good group to roll with. Let me get to some other the comments. This is Lance from Pensacola, Florida, said he heard the show yesterday in Tampa with the guys, and he said, glad to know the video is good, Mark, and everything, you're back on. Wanted to know that you were correct in the payback in Pittsburgh was a dud, should have been better. But I'm a big fan of the Judgment Day, Mancini. I totally disagree with you. The Judgment Day is coming, and they're here to stay. And as far as Bianca Belair joining, the faction of Lashley, I think the Judgment Day is the best faction I've seen in quite a few years. Well, Lance, see, here we go again. You should never drink a fifth of Southern Comfort and call a show. I keep telling you that. First of all, when I look at the Judgment Day, I don't care about Senior Money in the Bank. I don't care about that guy. That guy has no mic skills whatsoever. The other guy, Finn Balor, they've never known what to do with him ever since the Bullet Club days. He came in, he comes out with the devil mask and all this stuff, and you know I'm demon Balor and all that. That's got to go. The Mysterio never cared for him, and then you bring in the Hobbit. I call this guy the Hobbit. I mean, this guy, where did they pick this guy up from, Avengers or something? McDonough? He looks like the Hobbit. What is the Hobbit gonna do in this thing? These four guys gotta just fly to another pasture, man. If it wasn't for Rhea Ripley, these guys would be nothing. I'll let you guys comment on it, but come on, Lance. This is the best faction? You got to be smoking something. Ralph, we'll give it over to you first. Bubba, Smoking Jim, the comment. The Judgment Day needs to go, and I've been saying that for a long time.
I agree with you, Mark, but you know what? The fact be told, they got a lot of gold, and that's just a simple fact. I mean, I don't like them either, but you know what? It seems like all the ones that we don't like are the ones that are successful right now. And right now, Mike's skills are not, they're successful. Smoking Jim.
And the new tag team champions. I don't like the Judgment Day. I love the Judgment Day. Hey, I've been on the Judgment Day from day one. I see the magic. I think the coach, Vince Lombardi, the female coach, Mama is like Vince Lombardi. He gets the troops fired up, and I think they're going to be around for a long, long time.
Bubba.
Wow.
I'm not happy with Finn Balor stomping on a terrible towel Saturday night.
No,
the curse of Myron Cope. The curse of Myron Cope, usually, you know, nobody wins a title. They won the title Saturday night. They are strong. They are the strongest faction in WWE right now, better than the Bloodline right now. But there's always somebody coming out of the in the dark. And I believe maybe this Lashley group could take them down here once they face off. I'm not happy with Finn Balor doing that to the towel. I'm not a fan at all. Now, I used to be a fan of Balor until he did that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Bubba.
Let me bring in Albert from Poway, a regular listener, as we this show has been picking up steam across the boards with you three holding the fort down, me, man, and the boards. He believes Shinsuke Nakamura is going to take the belt from Seth Rollins. He thinks, watch out for that one. Gunther won't lose it for a while. It looks like Gunther will hold it. And watch out that you guys were talking about yesterday, because he heard the show yesterday, about Drew McIntyre could be going heel here. And the tease between the tag team champs now with Finn Balor and Damian Priest, with McDonough kind of moving in on this. This could get really interesting down the line. I think Albert is on everything he says except to Nakamura. I don't think Nakamura is going to take the belt from Rollins. Ralph, any comment? We'll go over to Smoking Jim and then Bubba.
No, I don't think so. If Cody Rhodes goes to SmackDown like we suspect, because, Adam Pearce reported that there's a trade to be made. If I'm Adam Pearce and I'm making a trade, I'd give him that the Zero guy because he's useless. He's a ham and egger. I'd get him out, but I heard that they have to give some kind of maximum wrestler, so I'm thinking they're either going to be giving him Cody Rhodes. And if he goes to SmackDown, he's obviously going to go after, after Roman Reigns. As far as Gunther goes, I think, and I said this last night, Bobby Lashley needs to go up against Gunther. Because I don't think Gunther could beat Bobby Lashley. I don't think so. And I think that should happen. It's Bobby Lashley's time.
Smoking Jim?
I tell you what, I got to give it to Gunther. I don't know. I got to get permission from you guys to say this word, the honky tonk man. That's like the
yeah.
word. I got to give permission,
cool.
man. But,
he's hot. He's
But I tell you what, man, Gunther is hot, man. He's breaking records that's been held for 35 years. I think if I'm Seth Monday Night Rollins, I stay away from Shinsuke Nakamura because he just got his number. The beating that he put on him in Pittsburgh, and, some guys are just a bad fit, and I think he's a bad fit for Seth freaking Rollins. I stay away from that guy.
Bubba?
I think the rematch, he probably will take the title. I thought it payback, the only title change was going to be Austin Theory winning against Rey Mysterio. That didn't happen. But when Judgment Day took the tag titles, he wasn't cashing in for the heavyweight title. So that, you know, that you can see that coming. But Shinsuke is a real good wrestler. I've seen him wrestle a match with Brock Lesnar, and he actually beat Brock, I believe. Like, he's the legit real deal. And if he gets another opportunity, Seth could be – his numbers might be coming up, and he might be a new champion before the end of the year.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't,
I don't just see him taking it from Seth. I think Seth, they're going to keep it. I know Seth's got some back problems, but I can't see them taking it off of Seth Rollins. I really can't. I mean, I could be wrong, but I don't know. You know, I'm going to stick with this. I don't think he's the type of guy to take it. You know, when I look at Shinsuke Nakamura, guys, you know, I think of the guy in Pirates of the Caribbean, or Johnny Depp. I can't tell if the guy comes out drunk or he plays a flamboyant guy coming out.
Every time
Shinsuke comes out, I can't figure it out. If he's been drinking too many Iron Cities in the back and then kind of falls through the curtain, or he's playing a flamboyant thing. I mean, hey, tell me if I'm wrong, guys, but it's just the whole get-up is just out there. Even Monday night when Rollins is trying to coerce with him back and forth, it just seemed like, you know, he had one eye going to the left and the other eye going to the right.
Yeah, I know. You know, he looks like somebody you know, has all his marbles or something when his eyes move off and down and everything. You know,
guys, his promos aren't going to be the best. I mean, WWE brought in the great Muda to sit in the audience to watch that match, which was crazy. So Muda is sitting there. Shinsuke can't do promos, but he can wrestle. And probably by the end of the year, he's probably winning that title, because if Cody goes to SmackDown, that storyline with him and Roman has to come to an end.
All right, guys.
Yeah, that makes a good point.
I got something for
okay,
you.
Okay, Ralph, in the last 9 minutes, as we spin this back over to you, I know you've got some topics that you want to break down as well that we can comment on, and we're going to have our actual rant. Everybody's got a chance to rant what they want to get off their chest. So that's going to be the great thing, and we've now hit 405. 405.
Oh, that's cool. That is great, 405. Yes, indeed.
So blessed.
Okay, I want to know, guys, and I was going to do a top 20 tonight, but we don't have time. So anyway, what I wanted to talk about was, what do you think WWE is going to do with Jey Uso and Raw? That's the question I posed to everybody. We'll start with you, Mark.
Wow, that's going to be an interesting one. I don't know. I'm looking at hindsight here, and I'm thinking to myself, is this all a truce? Where, you know, really the bloodline exceeds, and this was all a gimmick, because Jey Uso goes back with his brother, and then they form back to the bloodline again, maybe add a few pieces. But then I say to myself, okay, maybe they're building something with, you know, the Usos to go against each other, but where does Sami Zayn fit in this? You know, where does he fit in this? Where does Riddle fit in all of this? So I'm trying to look at the long-term thing. You know, it's like looking at football. Everybody looks at a quarterback, a running back, and a wide receiver. I'm trying to look in the trenches on how this thing can plan out and play out through the course of the game. I think it's going to get interesting. I think we're going to really see it, you know, as we head into, you know, the WrestleMania in Philadelphia. You know, we can have Rikishi in this thing. We can have The Rock in this thing, choosing sides. It's going to get interesting, boys.
I agree with you, Mark.
Yeah. Hey, Bubba, what do you think about this?
I agree with that. And to go off of what Mark's saying, I believe Sami Zayn, I think Kevin Owens might go down with an injury or something, you know, and then they tag up. Him and Zayn tag up. They go for maybe they'll go against Judgment Day and at WrestleMania, but also, too, maybe he fights his brothers at WrestleMania and his partner is Sami Zayn. That would be a big storyline, and that would be something at Mania. And there could be a lot of options, but I see him tagging up. I don't see him getting any singles titles at all. So that's what I'm going to try, tag team titles, gold.
Smoking Jim?
Yeah, that's what I put in my notes, too. Great job, Mark and Bubba. I put in my notes, too. If Kevin Owens is injured it'd be a great tag team with Sami Zayn and main event Jey Uso.
Yeah, I think that's where this is going, everybody, because Kevin Owens is already hurt. And I read something that he wants to spend some more time with his family and wants to take a little time off. And, you know, he's in his 40s. He's been wrestling a while and, you know, beats up your body. You know, he wants to take a little bit of a break. So I don't blame Sami Zayn for teaming up with Jey Uso. It's a perfect setup, and I think it's going to happen as well. I believe that to be the case. All right, we've got about 6 minutes left in the show. Mark, you want to start with the rants, or how do you want to do this?
Well, my rant is, and I'm going to switch over a little on this, going the football side of things. Everybody's talking about Bosa signed the big contract, $170 million, highest paid and all that. He's no T.J. Watt. We all know that. He's good, but he's no T.J. Watt. And I will tell you this. I've seen this dog and pony show before when guys – don't report to camp, and then all of a sudden, a couple days before their first game, they sign, and here we go, ready to play. Let me tell you something. This guy, hopefully I'm wrong on this, but this guy I don't think is going to last the season. He's going to injure himself. He's going to get a hamstring or something. We saw T.J. Watt have a productive thing when he came back, and then he went down. So the 49ers, I don't know how the Steelers are home dogs. I can't quite figure out because I look at the 49ers and I think it's a train wreck from the quarterback on down. Purdy's been banged up. Darnold's been bounced around the league in more ways than some airline stewardesses. And they shipped Trey Lance to Dallas. So I don't know what this team's going to look like, but they must be banking on or somebody must be banking on what they did last year. This is this year. I think the Steelers steamroll these guys Sunday in the Berg, and I will throw
like
this
that.
For the 49er fans who kind of think, okay, well, maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. If you don't catch the Steelers early on coming from the West Coast, because I know Seattle's played them tough early on, the Raiders came here, you know, and beat them in the first couple weeks, you got to get them early because if you come back out here in late December or something, like Arizona's coming out here, good luck with that. You'll get snowballed right back to where the city you came from, the West Coast. Take it away, Ralph.
Yeah, my rant is probably the same there, Mark. I agree with you on that. Thing is, though, we have to look at this perspective. Their defensive coordinator is Steve Wilkes. And in case a lot of you don't know, he didn't do a bad job as coach in Carolina when Matt Rhule mm-hmm. got fired. And you have to also take a look at when he was down in with Arizona. He wasn't that great of a coach, but they had a good defense down there. So I don't sell the 49ers short. The one thing I do have to say, and I'm not wishing this upon the 49ers, they better pray Bosa doesn't get hurt because they got a lot of money invested in this guy. Go ahead, Smoking Jim.
Well, let me
it's
talk
a big
to you.
Show.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. I got heavy money on the San Francisco 49ers. I'm not stomping Bubba on the terrible towel. San Francisco got six first-team All-Pros, not counting my favorite offensive player, McCaffrey, and Debo. They didn't make it. So that's really eight great players, and they just on each side of the ball. They're just a superior team. They're coming in there now. And it's a 1 o'clock game, so that may favor the East Coast team. But I think San Francisco only getting 2.5 points down from 3. I had to jump all over that.
Bubba?
Well, I'm going to keep going strong here. I've taken Pittsburgh all day long. The Steelers' offense is going to show something Sunday at 1. I just believe that. Najee Harris, they're going to ball control. Kenny Pickett is going to show everybody why he will be the Steelers' quarterback for a while. And if Dante Johnson gets a touchdown, he didn't get a touchdown last year, guys. If he gets a touchdown, he's already ahead of the game. So, and T.J. Watt, and Kittle, you know, they've been chopping at the jaws. So, T.J. Watt is going to show and shut up Kittle come Sunday at 1 o'clock down in Ascensor Stadium. But it's going to be a good one, though. And NFL is here, guys. I love it. This is a great time of season.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And as we wrap this show up, Ralph, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you as we reconvene Saturday in early rise with the omelets, country potatoes, sourdough toast, and maybe some lox.
All right, there we go. You can get a hold of me at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com. You can also get a hold of me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, X platforms. And you can also get I have a YouTube channel. Check out all of the archive verses, including the archive version of our Sports Corner radio show. Tuesday, we did a Steelers special at a great time. We had my friends from the Hey Peanuts show on, Brian Pasquale and Scott Kincaid. And we're going to be on their show coming up on October 11th and September 1. We're going to be on their show both of those dates, which are Wednesday nights, 4 to 6.
Great job.
Yeah, so we're going to be on their show as well. And we have a Joe show coming up September 12th, this Tuesday. We're taking phone calls from everybody. No guests. It's going to be a Joe show. We want to hear from you. That's Smoking Jim.
Well, you can get a hold of me at the Rivers Casino. I'll be the one wearing the Brock Purdy jersey.
Oh, man.
Jim Frazier. Facebook, Jim Frazier.
Bubba.
You can get a hold of me at the BBB77.official@gmail.com. You can catch me every Wednesday night on the Triple B Black and Gold Dynasty where we talk Pittsburgh Steelers football. And you can see me as the Triple B Experience. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, and we're also on Spotify. And I love the show, guys, and thank you, America, for tuning in this week. Thank you so much.
I love you all, and next Monday night, I'll be pulling out the T-shirt, Cleveland Sucks, Feel the Pittsburgh Lumber, in some sports bar in Los Angeles. So you can come up and tell me if you're from Cleveland, and I'll give you a nice picture with that. You can put it on your Instagram. For Ralph Williams and the boys out in the Berg, they're here each and every week. The Throwdown on Thursday. We'll be back next week. Same time, same channel. Stay tuned for the top of the hour with that crazy show. Comes out of Indianapolis, Indiana, the Eat Me Cooking podcast, where cooking is not even the topic. Till then, have a blessed one. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Thanks for making us a part of your household each and every Thursday. We'll be here competing with Thursday Night Football. Don't worry about that. Have a blessed one, guys. See you next week.
All right.